Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Well, a rally being held at the Capitol in Lansing right at this moment for Trayvon Martin, a Florida teenager shot and killed by neighborhood watchmen. It's one of the many rallies that are ongoing across the country. To find out more about why this single incident is drawing reaction so far away from Florida, I'm joined by Odie Harris, who owns the accounting agency Wise Tax and Accounting. It's at 913 West Holmes Road, and who has organized this evening's rally at the Capitol. Odie, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
You know, there's so many incidents involving the shooting deaths of young African Americans, certainly many of them right here in Michigan. What is it about this particular shooting that occurred in Florida that has led you to your decision to hold tonight's rally?
Well, I believe injustice delayed is not justice denied. In this particular matter that's at hand, this young man was stereotyped from the beginning, from the time the 911 call that was made, from the time that the gentleman, the neighborhood watchman, decided to get out the car and take justice into his own hands, as it seems. I'm here to support the Martin's family, and we are doing everything in our community to support it. It's a travesty, and I am so hurt by what has happened down in Florida.
So apparently George Zimmerman viewed Trayvon as a potential neighborhood threat of some kind. What do you say to those who react that way to a young African-American teen wearing a hoodie?
You know, I believe that it has a lot to do with what has been configured in the minds of people. People are racist in their own mindset. We have, from Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and various civil rights leaders have tried to help the minds of people that everyone is equal. Everyone is created to do a purpose here, and it should not matter. They should not be judged by their content of their skin, but their character. And this young man wasn't doing anything to anyone. And it's just a sad day in Florida. It's a sad day in Michigan. But we're here to rally, and we are hoping that this rally here will give justice to this young man and honor this young man whose life has been taken at this time.
Now, authorities say there was some kind of an altercation between Trayvon and George Zimmerman, and that Mr. Zimmerman says he was punched. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think when the operator told him to stay in his car, he should have stayed in his car. There's no way that Trayvon or anyone in their right mind would attack a car with Skittles and an Arizona iced tea. It just won't happen. This gentleman has taken the law into his hands, and now he must go through the due process of our judicial system to prove his innocence.
I'm talking to O.D. Harris. He's an accountant here in Lansing, owns Wise Tax and Accounting. He's holding a rally right now at the Capitol for Trayvon Martin. Now, there's been so much focus on George Zimmerman for his role, obviously, in the killing, although shouldn't the focus really be on the police department that has not charged him?
Well, you know, in different states, you have different laws. Every state has to govern. Every state has their own laws to govern their people. According to what I understand, that the state of Florida has a law that says that every person has the right to stand their ground. And if a person comes to try to remove you from your ground, you have the right to use the same force against that person. I can't see why a gun will be pulled out for a person that has Skittles and an Arizona iced tea in his hand. That's not the same force.
Well, why do you think that there have been no charges over over a month after the shooting now?
I believe that it has something to do with, I don't want to say this, but I feel like it has something to do with the stereotype of the type of person that was coming into the community, I believe that the chief had something, just totally ignored it because it was a brown-on-black crime. And because that happened so much within the community, it's not important. And so what they thought was that they would just be able to push it underneath the rug. But we are here standing at the Capitol right now to let the Martin family know this will not be so.
What do you think of the way white America has reacted to the incident? Do you think that those who are not African American fully understand the reality of young African American males in their life?
I'm going to say this. When I was taught, when I was young, I was taught, when you get stopped by the police officer, you put your hands on the steering wheel and you look forward and you better not make any sudden movements quickly. That's what I was taught. My colleague, who is a Caucasian American, had never heard of such a saying or such a philosophy or such a teaching, because they don't teach that. Why? Is because they don't experience that.
I mean, have you had personal experiences yourself in which you felt you were being targeted as a threat in the way Trayvon was?
Yes. On many occasions, I've been pulled over late into the midnight hour, driving home from work to get questioned, or I look suspicious, or I look like someone that was a suspect, just so that when they can search through my car. I've been an outstanding citizen all these many years, and yet I still, if I'm not in my accounting clothes, I still get judged by the color of my skin and not the content of my character.
The incident itself and the reaction it's getting, do you think some of it has to do with the fact that George Zimmerman was not a police officer and really was in no way an authority figure that should have been involved in this way?
Well, I don't want to say that he was an authoritative figure for that neighborhood. And so he thought that maybe he wanted to be the neighborhood hero. And according to what I know, they say that he has called 911 over 90 some times within the last year about things that's going on in this neighborhood. He wanted his voice to be heard. He wanted to put a stamp on what he's doing. That's what he wanted to do. And he did it. He did it incorrectly. And this time, he loses because we have a voice.
When you look at the larger problem of violence in our urban areas here in Michigan, four of our cities are nationally ranked as the highest rates of violence: Detroit, Flint, Saginaw, and Pontiac. What do you think are the kinds of things that need to be done to really change that trend?
Well, one, I think that we need to have community awareness programs, letting people know, you have to change people's mind, their thoughts, how they think. You have to change people's way they are raised. You have to change that. If you don't change that, that starts at home. If we don't start changing that at home, then when we do get out of society, we will have those same stereotypes in our mind and expect those same things to be treated, you know, those same people to be treated that way. So ultimately what I'm saying is this. It starts at home.
One last thing. When it comes to the law, one of Governor Snyder's initiatives in these four cities is to increase police presence. Do you think in general having more police officers in urban communities can potentially avoid increased crime?
Well, we don't want the police. We don't want people to feel like they're being watched. And increasing the police in neighborhoods that need it would be beneficial. Neighborhood that may not need it as much will yet be the same. I'm actually disappointed that the governor is not here to address such issues at this rally on today. We was in contact with his office, and we have not heard anything from his office at all.
O.D. Harris, an accountant, owns the accounting agency Wise Tax and Accounting here in Lansing, holding a rally right now at the state capitol for Trayvon Martin. O.D., thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we're coming right back to wrap things up. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.